Exploratory factoring is when we do not have a research hypothesis about the number of factors or what variables load on which factors. We will explore the factor structure of the variables, consider multiple alternative solutions, and arrive at a post hoc solution. Notice, it's exploratory. And that means explore. You're going to see a whole bunch of different rule sets for how many factors. You're going to see several different rule sets for what variables load on a factor. All of them should be treated as guidelines and suggestions. There are no really hard and fast rules, so you can say, this is how I decide how many factors, this is how I decide what my interpretation is, and I'm done. No, it's exploratory. Prepare to explore. Weak confirmatory factoring is when we have research hypotheses about the number of factors and factor membership. We're pretty sure we know that these things will go together and make a depression factor, and these things will go together and make an anxiety factor, and these things will go together and make a hysteria factor. But that's all the farther we're going to go. Weak factor structure is variable factor membership. Then there's strong confirmatory factoring, when we have a research hypothesis about the relative strength of contribution to factors by variables. If we now are hypothesizing not just about which variables go together, but about the measurement structure of those variables and the resulting factor. Strong confirmatory factoring usually takes place years and multiple projects after exploratory factoring begins.